to speak to you tonight about shattering the power of fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shattering the power of fear. There is a scripture, and it's in 1 John 4, and it says this, that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear in love because a perfect love casts out fear. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, you would have your way. Father, you are the Lion of Judah. Your Son, Jesus Christ, is the Lion of Judah. Holy Spirit, come now. And Lord, whatever you want to do in our midst, we ask you to have free reign. We can say that because you are good. We can say that because you are the Lion against the enemies of our soul, against the enemy of our mind. We ask you now to give a Holy Ghost roar and to come shatter the power of the enemy, Lord, in every stronghold in this place. Lord, we'll be careful to give you the glory, for this is your work, and you will do it, Lord, because you are good. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is no fear in love because a perfect love casts out fear. And I know that there are many, almost everyone in this platform could say tonight that their life has been touched by perfect love. And if your life has been touched by perfect love, tonight the Lord is saying, "There, my power is among you and in you to cast out all fear." There is no stronghold of fear. There is no giant of fear that will not fall tonight before perfect love. And I pray that the Holy Ghost just let us stand in light, and somehow that the Holy Spirit will shine in our hearts, and perfect love that casts out all fear, we will know the power of it tonight. We will know the delivering power of it tonight. This scripture, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." I have personally experienced the truth of this scripture in my own life. When I was a young girl, I was raised a Catholic. And in the summers, my family would worship at a church, and it was called the Martyr Shrine. And in the Martyr Shrine was a church that was built on the very place that martyrs were tortured for their faith. And it was an area in Canada, it was known, that was inhabited in the early days by the Hurons, a Native American tribe called the Hurons. And they were invaded and slaughtered largely by a tribe to the south called the Iroquois. The Iroquois were known as a very cruel Indian tribe. And on one raiding party, when they almost slaughtered an entire village of Hurons, there was also French from France priests there. And they took many Indians, and they also took these people, and they tortured them for hours to their death. And in this church, on the roof, around a very high ceiling, similar to the building we were in, were pictures of people being tortured to death. And it was so gruesome. It showed unspeakable atrocities being committed by a human being towards another human being. And I remember as a little girl going into that church Sunday after Sunday during the summer and looking up at that in this church and seeing the most gruesome sights before my eyes, and the terror and the fear and the horrible scenes made such an impression in my soul. And as I saw people being tortured to death in pictures on this church wall, and it made an impression on me that I could tell you, even from a very young age, I had a tremendous and horrid fear of demons. You did not have to convince me that there was a spirit world or that there were demons, because I felt it in these pictures and on these faces. And so growing up, I never had a huge drawing to Ouija boards or seances or things that, you know, that a lot of times, you know, especially when you're young, people dabble and they think it's fun. They think it's, It's silly. They think it's a lot of things. What they don't realize is many times they're opening a door in their life, in their spirit, to a spirit of darkness, where they're getting in touch with a dark spirit world. And this really had no attraction to me, because truly I had felt the horror and the repugnance of this whole spirit world in these pictures that affected me very deeply. When I got a little bit older, there was a movie out, very famous for its time, and it was about an exorcism. And because when I went to that movie, when I came out, I was for years affected by this movie and infected by this movie. It seemed to haunt me. When I heard the music or the soundtrack to this movie, it had an influence over me. And probably because as a young child, and this deep-seated fear of demons and the spirit world that was in me, it seemed to have a grip over my mind. I was saved in my early 20s. And when I heard that there were people in the church that actually had a deliverance ministry, that they would pray for people who were controlled by powers of darkness, I can assure you that I prayed that, God, you could use me any way you want, but not in a deliverance ministry. Several years after being saved, my husband and I, Pastor Carter and I, we fostered children. And one of the children that came to stay in our home was a young man who was of Indian descent, North American Indian descent. And when he first came into our home, he was a young boy. And he grew very rapidly. I would like to think it was because of the food, but I think it was more of his age. And he stayed with us for quite a while. Pastor Carter was a police officer, so he was away in the evenings. And unbeknownst to me, one summer, he decided that he wanted to get in touch with his ancestors' native religion. And he opened a door through study and everything he got involved with. He began to open the door to, and he began to participate in occult practices. He began to get heavily influenced by a demon spirit world. And one night, Pastor Carter was working late, and this young man that we'd taken into our home was now 6'2". And Pastor Carter was at work, and we had two children at the time, and these two little boys were in bed. And I remember distinctly, I opened the oven door, I was going to take a cake out, and I felt a blast of cold air. And how strange, I thought, because heat should be coming from the oven, which it was, but something colder was coming from my back. And when I wheeled around to look, this young man, Todd is his name, Todd was beginning to manifest the presence of something very dark inside him. And his eyes flipped back in his head, and he began frothing, and he began to manifest what he was involved in. And I knew instantly when I turned around exactly what it was. But a very interesting thing happened at the same time, whereas my worst nightmare was now in my kitchen. And he was 6'2". All of a sudden, I looked at him and I knew what was happening, and I felt encompassed and sheathed with light. And all of a sudden, this great yearning in my heart came upon me, and all I could see was a young man absolutely controlled by darkness, had opened himself up to that, and I had this great desire I was filled with compassion and love for him. And I don't know why, I don't know where I heard this, but I felt like I needed to lay my hand on him and pray for him. And all of a sudden, when I moved towards him, he went under the table and he started writhing like a snake and hissing, and I couldn't get at him. And I was trying to get under at him, and I couldn't touch him. And when finally I moved the chairs away to put my hand on him, he curled up into a ball like a basketball, and he started bouncing on the floor, hitting the table underneath. And I became more determined. I needed to lay my hands on him. and to cast what this was manifesting in his life out of him. And when I almost touched him, he darted out from under the table and around the corner as he was heading up the stairs. And I tell you, I don't know how I got from halfway under the table to around the corner and three stairs higher than he was. So finally, I was now taller than he was. And I put my hand on him. And I said, in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden, he just bolted. And he stopped. And he turned and he ran out the door. He hit the screen door and just ran out into the darkness. And I was left alone in my kitchen. And all of a sudden, the events of the whole thing just... all of a sudden, the light seemed to disappear and the bravery and the love. And all of a sudden, it was like the fear came back on what just happened. And all I could do was raise my hands in the air. And when I would begin to raise my hands in the air, all of a sudden, it was like I was again, like sheathed, like in a dome of light, white light. And I felt the presence of God all over me. And I would just begin to pray. And every time I prayed, all of a sudden, the fear would just melt away like ice in a noonday sun. And I would feel the presence of God. And I would feel a love and compassion for this young man. And I would start to pray for him. And the way he tells the story is that he ran about 5 miles down the road in the darkness when all of a sudden on a country road, on a dirt road in absolute darkness, it's like he woke up and he came to himself and he said, "Where am I?" And the scripture that says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. And I experienced that night that truly the perfect love of God casts out fear. I understand now that that word perfect love means a love that is not wanting. It means a love that needs nothing else to complete it. It is a love that is all encompassing. It is a love that leaves nothing undone. And I experienced that night in my home where there was a love for, I felt a love for my children that when somehow I could spring from the kitchen to onto the stairs, that there was like a mother love that was no matter who was coming up the stairs, I would have to stop breathing before anyone got past me. I felt the love, that kind of love that was fearless in the face of anything coming up the stairs. But at the same time, an all-encompassing love that leaves nothing wanting, that leaves no one excluded. And I felt a love for my foster child. I felt something for him and a yearning that the powers of darkness that gripped him. All of a sudden, I didn't stand fear and quaking of what gripped him and what ruled him. But I felt the love of God and a compassion for him. And I knew God was greater than any darkness in his face looking at mine. I knew that a perfect love is a love that accomplishes its goal. Perfect love accomplishes its goal. There is no power, there is nothing in heaven or earth or under the earth that is greater than the shattering love that is found in God, in Jesus Christ. It is a love that accomplished its goal. And that night, Todd was set free. That night, he was completely set free. That night, I was set free from years of being tormented by demons, tormented by an invasion into my spirit as a young child, where I was affected and touched by movies and all that was full of darkness that was able to implant in me a torment and a dread and a fear. And many of you know what this is, where your mind and your spirit, even though you may be saved, even though you may be sitting here tonight and you don't know the shattering love of Jesus Christ, you know that in your mind there is a darkness that grips you. You may be haunted by movies. You may be haunted by experiences. You don't know why a fear can grip you and control you. You just know that there are certain places you will never go. There are certain things you will never do. Because fear has molded and shaped you. And that night I found out that love perfect love accomplishes the goal, and the goal of love is to cast out fear. And when we become touched by that perfect love found in Christ, He casts out every fear. There is no torment so deep. There is no hold of the enemy that may have been implanted even as a child that is able to withstand the perfect love that is found in Jesus Christ. And Todd was set free, and he has been kept. I recently saw him a year and a half ago. He is saved. He is filled with the Holy Spirit. He is married. Hallelujah. The love of God invaded his heart and his life. It didn't judge him. It didn't say, Todd, you know, you opened the door to so much evil. You shamed me. You were in a place where, you know, people loved you and you made another way. No, the love of God is perfect. It offers mercy when we don't deserve it. It offers something that is so beyond our understanding. It is a love beyond comprehension. Todd was delivered and I was delivered. And I'm not afraid of the darkness anymore. I'm not afraid when the enemy lifts his head. I am not afraid, not that I am anything in myself, but I have been touched by perfect love. I have known what it is to have Christ come into my life and then lead me into a place where even though the powers of hell and darkness can appear, even in my own kitchen, God says that I will protect you and I will cause you to have something rise up, my perfect love. That is able to cast out fear, is able to cast out darkness. Hallelujah. Such is the life that is offered to us by the perfect love of Christ. The scripture says that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And I truly did see that night, darkness flee. I saw darkness flee in me. I saw darkness flee in Him. I saw a lifetime of rejection. I saw a lifetime of pain. I saw all that invited the darkness in. And I saw that a darkness that wanted to overtake His mind and His spirit and keep Him prisoner for life. I saw all that darkness had to flee before the light of the perfect love that is found in Christ Jesus that He offers to us and that's available to us even tonight. The scripture says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that same perfect love that is found in Christ is able to cast out all fear tonight to every heart that opens up to Him. He is light. God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. And when we run to God, we run into light. We run into a power that is able to dispel the deepest darkness in any heart or life that runs to Him. Hallelujah. There's a scripture that says God is love. And that's what I experienced that night. You know, I wasn't living a perfect Christian life. None of us are. Todd wasn't living where he should be living. But I found out that God, it's like our neediness, it's like draws out His love. Our absolute need of Him and our absolute need of being delivered from darkness and all that finds itself resident in our heart. God is love and He will visit those in their affliction. God will come because He is love and He knows our neediness. Love is not an attribute of something that God does. God is love. Whatever God is, love is. Whatever God is, love is. And that's why love is can be justice, love can be judgment, love can be purity, love can be holiness, love can be everything we need it to be to deliver us. Love is everything that is required to take us fallen humanity and restore us and put us into relationship with a God who is love. If our idea of love is incomplete, if our idea of love is, if I'm good, then God will be good to me. If our idea of love is I have to earn the love of God. If our idea of love is that it's a sentiment or a feeling, then that definition of love is wanting. But there is a perfect love that is not wanting, that has nothing that it lacks. It is absolutely complete. It is absolutely what it needs to be, and it needs nothing else to make it whole. Perfect love is never wanting. It is something that is done as it should be done. And I want to put to you tonight that to love, it is impossible to love without hating. To love without hating is impossible. That the stronger, the purer the love, the more intense the hatred. And let me put it another way. That God so loves the world that he hates with a perfect hatred the thing that defiled man and separated man from him. In other words, Calvary is a message, and Calvary is a measure of the hatred of God against what defiles and captivates and keeps us in darkness. Calvary is a measure of his hatred against the works of darkness, against fear, against sin, against the enemy, against all that defiles us, all that keeps us from faith. Calvary is a measure of his hatred against what captivates and keeps us from him as much as it is a sign of his love. Because sometimes we can have this idea that it's God loves us, but it's such a remote thing. It is not a remote thing. It is a love that consumes him. It is a love that he would be willing to lay down his life that you and I could be free. It is a love that says, I formed you for myself, and I know that now there is a sin problem in all of humanity. That mankind has been infused with a sin nature because our first father, our first mother, chose darkness over his light, chose rebellion over his love, chose evil over his goodness. But God says, even though those first Adam and Eve, that first man and woman, rejected me, I will not put all their children, I will not hold it against them forever, but I will make a way back to myself. And he said, the way that happens is that all the sin of mankind, all the sin of the children of Adam and Eve, I will lay it upon myself. And even though they deserve the death, they deserve the penalty of their sin, their neediness, their captivity, their darkness begs that to me, because there is only one who can break that depth of that darkness found in the human soul. There is only one God, the maker of heaven and earth, who says that he is light and he is love, a love that is able to shatter the strongholds of sin and able to shatter the powers that captivate the human mind and spirit. Only that kind of love and that kind of light can go to the depths of a human heart. Because he made us. And so he went to a cross. He laid all the sin of the world on himself, nailing it to himself. And when he died and was buried, and on the third day, he rose again. The Son of God, Jesus, God the Son, rose from the grave. And when he arose, he broke the power of sin over humanity. He broke the power and the fear of death. He broke the power of fear that wants to dominate and terrorize mankind. He broke the power and the hold and the grip of fear that will ever cover over humanity in the last days. It is God in the form of Jesus that is our salvation. It is he who forgives of our sin, because sin is the weight stone to fear, because in the heart of every man and woman knows they fall short, that someday when they have to stand before a holy God, they know that they have lived a life an imperfect life. But God says, no, I've made a way that you can come to me. It is a way of love. It is the way of my cross. It is a hatred of all that captivates you. And I now offer you a perfect love, and I will restore you. And I know how to visit every deepest darkness of your heart and of your mind. I know how to go to the stronghold. I know how to go to the deepest part, because love never fails. And I am perfect love, and it will never fail. And I will go to every human heart, every human mind, every stronghold of the enemy. And I alone have the power to break it. And that's what the Lord is promising and says he does tonight in this place. That is what Christ is and what he does. And I experienced it firsthand in my life. And I can tell you, I am not the same. I do not fear the powers of darkness. I don't walk imprudently, but I can tell you that when I was touched by perfect love, when I first came to Jesus, when I was saved, and his life came into my life, and he shattered the strongholds of sin and the right of the enemy to rule my life. He broke the enemy's right to rule my life. He says, no, I'm your king now. I will give you power to follow me. And he who walks, follows Christ, will not walk in darkness, will not follow an enemy into darkness. If Christ is in us, we will walk continuously into the light. And that is a promise. That is what happened in my life. That is what happened in Todd's life. It is not an empty boast that perfect love casts out fear. It is not an empty boast that God says that I know how to deliver you from the torment that is fear. I know how to visit strongholds of fear. I have come to break and shatter that fear through my perfect love that is complete and lacking nothing. And tonight, that same power that came upon me that night in my kitchen, when I looked into the worst fear of my life, a stronghold of fear, God caused me to look into the face of it. And he visited me that night with a supernatural love for that boy that drove out the fear completely from my heart. And when the enemy tried to visit me with fear, moments later, I knew where to go. I knew there was a light and there was a love awaiting me. And he who set me free has allowed me to continue to walk in that freedom, free from that fear. And so has Todd. And tonight, if you are here, let me say that Jesus Christ, he is God. He is God. And he is good. He is love and he is light. He that is good, he swallows up evil. And he that is light devours darkness. And he that is perfect love smashes every stronghold of fear. And nothing of the enemy, nothing of fear, nothing of darkness can stand before any heart, any life, any mind that wants to come into the light that Christ offers and comes into the life that only Jesus Christ can offer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are strongholds of fear in people tonight. You may be afraid of death. You may be afraid of a doctor's report. You may have something you have opened into your heart at some point in your life. You may be absolutely tormented because of things that you have dabbled in. It might have been movies. It might be music. It might be the internet. You may be a compulsive game player on the internet. There are forces that shape you, drive you, control you. It's things you don't even talk to people about. And it's causing this pit of fear at the very base of who you are. I want to tell you tonight, there is no deliverance outside the name of Jesus, but you are in a place where his name is being lifted up, where I am declaring to you, he is greater than any controlling darkness, any controlling fear of your life. He set me free and he will set you free, for he is no respecters of persons. He set Todd free 20 some years ago and he is still free. It is not a freedom where you earn it, and if you have a good day, you have it, and if you have a bad week, you lose it. No, when Christ sets a person free, we are free indeed. Hallelujah. If you have been involved in the occult, if you have opened a door, if you know there is a controlling fear in your life because of practices that you have participated in, images in your mind that are burned there and won't go away, if you have obsessive fears tonight, may I tell you, if you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is light and life, you will be set free. And tonight you are going to have that opportunity. We have a fellowship with God, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We're not going to totem pole sin here. You do not have to be ashamed. Shame is a thing of the enemy. Shame is the signature of the enemy on your life. Shame is a covering where he does not want his works in your mind and heart to be exposed. Throw off that cover and come to the light, and you will be received because God is love. He will not turn you away because your very neediness and your very darkness begs his life and his light. He died that you could be set free. I have been set free. You can be set free tonight in this place. Will you stand with me? Hallelujah. As the musicians come, you know, you may be visiting us for the first time, and your heart has been stirred. The Holy Spirit, who knows everything, has started to speak to you. And in this church, we have a custom where we invite people to an altar, but what we're really doing is inviting people to come to Jesus Christ, to make a declaration saying, I'm not going to be held by fear. I'm not going to be held by unbelief anymore. I know I'm in a place where I will be heard by God. You're in that place because if your heart is being opened, God will hear you. It is God himself who's reaching out to you first. So we have this custom that we come to an altar, and you are welcome to come. And you will not be alone, because there will be people all over this place that likewise are saying, God, I hear tonight, this is my night of freedom. This is the night the stronghold is broken. This is the night that the blood of Christ is going to shatter the fear. Because I'm coming to perfect love. I'm not coming to judgment. I'm not coming because I'm trying harder. I'm coming to perfect love that showed itself by dying on a cross for me when I didn't deserve it. Love is what's waiting for you here. So as the musicians play, if you are coming to accept that offer where you will be set free tonight by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, where the strongholds of fear are going to be shattered tonight, as surely as they were in my heart, by my heart being visited by the love of Christ, the same will happen to you. Your heart will be visited by the love of Christ, shattered, fear shattered by his love. So whether you're a visitor or whether you come here on a regular basis, if you are looking for that kind of freedom in life, will you come to the front now as the musicians sing? The Lord is... My friends, you are coming to perfect love. There is nothing lacking in the love that you are coming to, who is Jesus Christ, who has the power to cleanse all sin and break every bondage. I feel the love of God for you, and he is in this place. He is here now. He is with us. And if you would allow me to pray for you, for the same spirit that came upon me when I touched Todd, that same spirit is here. And those that are tormented and those that have come looking for the love that shatters the fear, that shatters the strongholds of sin, the torment, the secret sin, the reasons why you have come, the Lord is here to deliver you tonight. And if you would just open your heart, you know why you have come. The Lord knows why you are here. And He is here to deliver us, to deliver you tonight. If you would just raise your hands in that sign of surrender. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I come in your mighty name. I thank you, Lord. Your Holy Spirit is in this place. Now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority over every tormenting spirit. I take authority over every secret sin. I take authority over every sin, Lord, that captivates, everything that torments, everything, Lord, that has brought darkness, Lord, where there is no escape except by the hand of God, the delivering power of God. Lord, I call upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you now to visit every tormented heart, every tormented mind. I pray, oh God, that the love, perfect love, will cast out all fear. Perfect love that is wanting nothing, that is complete. This perfect love now would touch every heart and make them complete. Oh God, I thank you. Shatter the fear, shatter the torment, shatter the stronghold with your perfect love. Oh God, by the Holy Spirit, witness, Lord, that you are love, that love originated from you, that love is why you created us, that is love is why you are drawing us here tonight, that, Lord, you are good and you offer us wholeness and completeness through the love of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, now open it up into their hearts, oh God. Cause it to shine forth. Cause it to break the strongholds. Let the blood of Jesus Christ break the powers of darkness. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse from all sin in this place. Let the power of the Holy Spirit pierce the darkness and enter their hearts. Bring freedom to the minds and spirits that they may know, God, that you are the only God, that Jesus is your Son, and that they are set free, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh God, I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you are no respecter of persons. You set me free, Lord, with your perfect love. You are setting free now all those that have come to you, Lord, needy and looking to you for deliverance. And I thank you, Lord. It is done. It is finished. You have brought your deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. 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 You don't have to beg God anymore. You thank Him tonight. You go into this word now and let Him speak to you. God will open up this book. He'll say something to you that you need to hear and know. God is not angry with you and He's not ashamed of you. He calls you brother. He is not ashamed of you. He loves you. He died for you. He brings you into fellowship. He calls you family. You leave this place now with your head up, no longer tormented, because God has forgiven you because of Jesus Christ. You are forgiven. You are cleansed. You are accepted. You are loved. It is broken. The darkness has ended because you've come to light. God is light and God is loved, and you are saved and you are blessed, and you will never be the same. I'm not the same. Todd is not the same. Not because we deserved it, but because God chose it for us. You are free. You are free. Now let's go thanking Him in Jesus' name. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing tonight. We thank you. You are good. You are good. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the deliverance. The devil is defeated. Thank you. You are light. We are free. Oh, Jesus' mighty name.